Good day. This is Dr. Jana Price Sharps with Mind Pilot. Have you ever been in a situation where you need to approach somebody about a problem, and in the past, maybe you've tried to talk to them and it has become an argument, they've become defensive, and maybe you get irritated and it just goes all wrong. So one of my students, I'm a professor, asked me, what do you do when you want to ask a person a question and you're pretty sure they're going to get defensive? Well, there's several things that you can do when you're approaching people. The first one is make sure that you're rested. You're not sick. You haven't had a bad day at work. You're not irritable, grumpy, sad, ticked off. You know, you want to be very, for lack of a better word, centered. In other words, you feel good. You feel solid. Okay. Step number one. Step number two, really think about timing. Timing is almost everything in communication. If the other person is in a hurry, if they're tired, if they're getting the flu, maybe they worked a lot of hours, they haven't slept, you know, they just got over strep throat, who knows? Those are not good times to approach that person unless you absolutely have to. Wait until both of you are feeling okay and you have a little bit of quiet time. This isn't something, if it's an important subject, you don't want to do it on the fly. In other words, you're going to hit them with the problem, expect an immediate answer, and then, you know, jettison to work or whatever. So timing is going to be really important. Wording is very important, very important. And we typically do not pay enough attention to wording. There's a big difference between saying, you know what, you really need to stop that because you're messing everything up, not going to go well, versus, hey, there's something I'd like to run by you and kind of figure out with you. Do you have a few minutes? Or say that and say, tonight, if, you know, we've both had okay days, would you have like 15 minutes to, I just want to run something by you. I just need to figure out a solution, and I don't want to do it in a hurry because I really am interested in what you have to say. See, that sets the whole tone, but here's what often happens. Let's say this is a topic you've approached before. It hasn't gone well. So now there's these mental expectations that this is going to be a mess. And so you get yourself worked up and you're like, I know they're going to say this and that's what they always say. And I know they're going to get mad, but they just need to hear me. Well, actually, they don't need to hear you. And that's what's so frustrating sometimes about relationships is each person is an individual. They don't have to listen and neither do you. But it's going to go a lot better if you both listen. And that means you're not forming the argument before you have the discussion. It also means when that person is talking, you take that step back and you listen rather than planning for how you're going to refute what they just said. So sometimes you can buy yourself a little bit of time if that person makes a statement. Maybe you agree with it, maybe you don't, but you want to say something about it. Take that step back and say, you know what? I need to think about that for a minute. Okay, I see what you're saying. And here's what I was thinking. I don't know. What are your thoughts? And then you, again, take that step back and you listen to what they have to say. So often we're interrupting. We're in such a hurry to get our point out that we walk over the top of whoever we're talking to. And then that person automatically feels unheard. They feel like, you're not really in a conversation with them. You're giving them orders or directions. And this is so common with combat veterans and first responders in general. Why? Because in the field, you don't have the time for the niceness, right? You're giving orders. You're telling people what to do. You're hurry, 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 hurry. And that, again, and we've talked about this a lot on this podcast, that comes home with you. And so realize that if you're talking to another adult in your household, they don't have to do what you tell them to do. If you outrank the people that you work with, then theoretically they're insubordinate if they don't do what you tell them to do. That doesn't work at home, typically. And so really thinking about how can I approach this in such a way that the person will hear this and not be defensive. And the more you enter that conversation without the focus on winning versus the focus on resolving, if you approach it with kind of a gentle approach, you know, I'd really like to talk to you. I'd like to get your feedback on this issue. I'm not quite sure what to do about it, but I have some thoughts about it, and I'd like to hear what you're thinking about it as well. Then that person may very well have a very good conversation with you. One of the things that we see over and over with people that have bad relationships is that they never resolve problems. They go from one thing to another to the point that the couple no longer will talk about anything except who's picking up the groceries, who's picking up the kids, you know, very surface kind of level of communication. Because anytime they try and problem solve, they get into an argument. So think about tone of voice, think about your timing, think about your lead in, and listen, and then think before you respond. Don't just shoot down their idea, even if you don't like it. Say something like, huh, I haven't thought of it from that perspective. Here is maybe something that I was thinking we could do. Okay. If you shoot people down in that conversation and just tell them, no, that won't work. You can't do that. That's just stupid. They're much less likely to talk to you that day and in the future. So even though it takes a little more time, it takes a little more mental energy, it will save your relationships. So I hope this is helpful, and I hope you have good luck in your communication, and I hope you take care of you, because you have the right to be happy, and you have the right to have a good life. Set it up that way. Make the changes you need to make so you can have that good life. I hope you have a wonderful day. This is Dr. Jana Price-Sharps.